Summer is winding down and Appliance Discounters is gearing up for this Labor Day. We purchased some great deals and we want to pass the savings on to you. Shop Appliance Discounters now through Labor Day and take advantage of end of the summer savings on all brands as well as Bosch appliances. Get 10% back on Bosch appliance packages on top of the already low prices. Purchase a dishwasher in that package or on its own and we'll install it for free. For your shopping convenience, we'll be open the entire Labor Day weekend, including that Sunday and Monday.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow. Oakland A's.
Some kids have they got Canseco, McGuire, the Hendersons.
Yep.
Catfish Hunter.
Vida Blue.
Raleigh Fingers.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rudy. Sal Bando.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com. And only for a couple more days, it's time to, if you already have the HD, you should only have that set to 105.7 HD anyway. Okay? I mean, at least I would.
I don't have it, Tim.
But if you don't, make sure to know that on Thursday, we're going to be on 590.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a damn thing change.
How many times do you think you'll by accidentally say the wrong station for a while?
Over under 15 and a half.
I'm going to take the under.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a place where we were once already, so it's not totally foreign to say that.
Had everybody here on Friday.
How'd that go?
Good. It was good. A lot of people are excited, and I'm very happy to see that.
Huh.
I showed up to take my headshot. Yep. I brought a nice,
you looked good, boy.
A nice shirt, and they had some Lion's Choice sandwiches just waiting for everyone
to
enjoy.
Thank you, everybody at Lion's Choice. Mm-hmm. Joe Battisi at Lion's Choice dropped off some delicious treats for everybody. And I said, hey, people have questions. I want to make myself available, whether it be here in front of everyone or individually.
They have questions, you have answers. They have questions, you have answers.
I make picks, you make money. I make picks, you make money. Now, how about this? I've got a few things to announce.
Right now?
Have you?
I'll announce them now.
Nice.
Because they're going to excite some people.
All right.
I think one of them might not excite Doug.
Oh, okay.
That has to do with, I'm guessing, Deke Dotem.
No. I mean, I respect Doug's rule of law on that.
Mm-hmm. He's the law and order candidate.
Now, if Doug is not on the show, Dotem slips through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Doug is on the show. That's a suspension that, while I disagree with it, I have to respect it. Mm. Okay?
It's indefinite in nature.
So, number one, I am thrilled to let our audience know that we are expanding our producer staff for this award-winning presentation. Sea Monster is still Apple El Capitan. Mm-hmm. Plowhawk will be running the board.
Cool.
But Iggy will be joining the morning after K1 Posse.
Oh, great.
Hi, Iggy!
How about that?
Hi, Iggy!
We'll hear a lot of that, and I like that.
Me too. And Iggy posted on Facebook the other day, and he meant it, and I thought it was very cool. He said the most fun he's ever had in his many years in the radio business is producing this here show, and he's very excited to be back a part of it.
Hmm. How about that, Doug?
Well, that's...
Thank you, Iggy. I love you.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, kiddo.
So the Sea Monster gets you guests that you go, well, what in the world are these people doing on our show?
Mm-hmm.
And then Iggy gets you guests along the same lines where you go, what in the world are these people doing on our show? But it's a different, there's a different tone to it.
Sure there is. Yeah.
But they're equally interesting.
Aye. And his audio, I said, listen, just do some audio postcards and then help out with, you know, we are live, we are still in this producer hunt, although we have some very good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Very good candidates. I'm thrilled by that. It's another thing I'm excited by. Here's a second thing.
Sure.
Now, here at 920... Doug, which is 37 months old, is CBS Sports 920, and it will come to an end on Wednesday as we move to the all-new 590 The Fan. We have not had weekend programming. Now, sometimes Dan Caesar, Post-Dispatch media writer, would say that that was something that was important to me, but real candidly, just to give you a little peek behind the curtain, it would cost more money to have those hours, and we would not be able to generate enough revenue to make the spend profitable. So, therefore, we didn't do it. It was on the table. It just is the proverbial juice not being worth the squeeze. We make our money, in particular, from 7 to 10, but mainly with the weekday programming.
We have weekends, we lose money. We have weekends, we lose money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Different ball game now at KFNS, so we will have weekend programming. And that'll be brokered programming, we will have a number of shows that are already there. But we will also have this from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. Saturday night into Sunday morning. I am incredibly pleased to announce that Buck Swope,
the Shutter Spook,
is hosting a show
from midnight to 1 on Saturday.
Boy, those are, I thought I had lousy hours.
He requested the hours.
Wow.
Is it live or just on tape?
I don't know. He's working with the Seamaster, and he's going to play old Morning After segments and analyze them.
Oh, really?
Crying in a bucket. This is midnight to 1 a.m. on Saturday night.
That's actually the perfect time if you think about it.
Yeah, everybody's wasted who listens to this show anyway.
Here's what happens. You're in your Uber coming back from the bar or the cab, and you say, Cabbie, turn on at this time, it'll be 590, listen to some old segs. And then a breakdown of them, because after you listen to the old segment, you want to say, wait, what does that really mean? Give me some perspective.
It doesn't mean anything.
And there's Swopesy there to provide that.
It means nothing.
He's providing a service. Think about it. He's providing a service that nobody else is doing. He's an innovator, really.
Well, it's true. No one else is doing it. And this is what you would want to listen to on the way back from the bar?
In all seriousness, I probably wouldn't remember, but if it was midnight and I was in a cab, yes, I would listen to that. I absolutely would.
I would too.
I really would.
And you think the cab driver would go ahead and turn the channel?
I took Uber to and fro Kirkwood to St. Gabriel's and then back, which was great. God, that was great. Oh,
just the drive was great.
No, the drive wasn't great, but the ability to just drink and not think anything of it. Not that I got like destroyed or anything, but I just don't want to mess with that. It, you know, whatever. It's just the way that it is, and I would recommend that to people, but, you know, whatever, to each their own. I just don't want to mess with it. It's like why I didn't drink down in Farmington. You know, you got to drive 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mess with that.
No.
Out of respect to the others on the road. Whatever the case might be, Uber mitigates the situation. And then you get in these Uber cars, and I think they see, like, the demographic of the people who get in the car, and then the Uber drivers will then try to program the music based on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I got EDM.
Nice. Yeah. Do you have a glow stick with you?
No, but I had this flag that I won from first place in my flight.
Sure.
And so if I were in my Uber from Sunday until 12 to 1 in the morning, I would say, hey, could you switch it on 105.7 HD2? I got to listen to Buck Swope recapping the Caden Cross Foot Fetish Friday segment from 2011. And that's, I believe, one of his first shows. He already has it all mapped out.
He does.
And he interviews Janie the Lesbian about her impressions of the segment.
Are we taking ourselves just a little too seriously, maybe?
Now, wait a second. Is JTL going to be on live?
I think it's already been conducted. It's kind of like a 30 for 30.
Where she sits down and analyzes the 2 or 3 minutes that she's on the phone. That's what that is. Am I missing something?
And he's getting paid to do this?
No, it's brokered program.
So he's going to sell ads for it.
Yes, he is. And that's what we're doing. And we open up the door to whoever would like to. This is a way to get this. I mean, look at We Are Live. These guys started in October of 2015. I told Chris Denman when he called me, who was the Wolf of Wash Ave at the time, I said, listen, man, I said, you seem like a great guy. Obviously, you're amusing and talented with what you write in. I said, this radio thing, you know, it's a one in a whatever shot to actually wind up really making a living doing it. And so I don't want to see you waste your time. However, if you want to do it, feel free to give it a run. Here's how much it costs. Godspeed. The Seamaster will provide you all the production support in the world. And of course he does, because he's the best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll help in whatever capacity I can. But I'm just telling you, it's going to be a headache. And look what they did. I mean, and a lot of what they did, people don't know, but they did a hell of a job. And so now we put them in afternoon drive, and it was, you know, a no-brainer move. It was something we knew we wanted to do months ago once we started having these conversations with KFNS. So we're in the process of hiring their producer and maybe an additional on-air person for that show. So if you want to get in the game,
sure,
follow the We Are Live model. And the way that they went about it, the way they generated revenue, the way they conducted themselves on the air, that's the game. So I tip my cap to him. So maybe Buck Swope will be hosting Afternoon Drive before you know it on 101.
I prefer the Swope model.
Very likely.
Of doing a show at midnight?
Yes.
As long as you can tape it, you don't have to be there, do you? I mean, if you're going to break down something that happened 4 years ago, is there a reason you have to be there live?
But what if at midnight there's a big story and people want to go to the radio dials to get analysis? Like, there's a big college football game. Missouri has a big win. And they want some breakdown.
Yep. But that's not what he's going to do.
That's my point. What if at midnight somebody says, hey, I want to see what happens when Mizzou played Georgia. But instead, it's a five-year-old segment, and then it's a breakdown of that segment.
And other people are going to have their own views on said segment. Nobody can agree with Buck Swope. So it's, you know, you have those people as well.
So they'll call in live and complain about something we said years ago.
Let's say, for example, an Eiffel Tower was discussed on the show, and he's right. trying to break it down why it was discussed, but somebody in a cab or at home listening disagrees. You want the ability to call in and talk to that host, Doug.
Yeah, because those are important topics that shape our world.
They should play random segments of you guys just breaking down a Cardinals game.
Yep.
Like a Cardinals-Pirates game in June, and just play it randomly on a Saturday and see what people say.
Doug, this is caller Ellen, and she wants to discuss the Buck Swope Show. Good morning, caller Ellen.
What is it called? Woman. Is that what it's called? The Buck Swope Hour?
This is the best news I have heard in months.
You can't be serious.
I hope it's live, and I almost hope it's like those old shows where you can sort of call in and request greatest hits. And I don't know how quickly Buck Swope can, you know, pull up when the non-gay is doing one of his Doogie Howser segments, because he used to do NPR medical stuff in Columbia. I mean, this is the best news I've heard in I don't know how long.
Yep, I agree with you, caller Ellen.
Really?
Oh my God, it is so fantastic. I love Darren, and I love the current model, but it is hard to beat Prod Joe having a temper tantrum. You just can't beat it.
Yep, there are a lot of those.
And hopefully all the old Jackie stuff is in there, because there's a lot of Jackie that we haven't heard.
Yeah, there was an unfortunate herpes accusation on Charlie Tuna's show, but other than that, it was wonderful.
Oh, my gosh, but she had 1,000 other things. I mean, it was great, and you had, you know, the Benita show, and oh, my gosh, it just
goes
on and
on.
Yeah,
that was Joshua's thing. Yeah,
Jackie had great poems.
She did. A lot of numbers.
Right, the numbers.
Yep.
I love Jesus, 35.
Yep.
Love is beautiful, 47.
Yep. John Mabry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all to say I'm looking forward to that, but I'm hoping, too, that that's going to be, is that going to be a podcast segment as
well?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I mean, everything's got to be podcast these days, and that's what Buck Swope went into it. He said, I'm happy to do it. I want the 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. slot.
Oh, gee. He bid for it.
I had to read.
That was tough to get.
I was responding to all these emails last night. I just sat on my couch yesterday, and it was fine. I wanted to play golf, but I was so damn hot, and I had work to do. So I'm like, I'm going to answer all these emails. And then I was answering the Buck Swope email, and I said, here are the time slots that are available. And I missed the line where he requested 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. on Sunday.
What's on there now?
Well, another part of my announcements today, Doug, we will be both a Fox Sports Radio and CBS Sports Radio affiliate.
Pick one.
Both of them.
You can be both.
Yep. They want to be in the market.
Are you keeping Amy Lawrence?
They want to be. She will be on. Yes, it'll be a Fox Sports programming.
I like her.
From 11 p. to 2 a.
Don't say p and a.
And then from 2 a. to 5 a. It will be CBS, and then Fox on Saturday, CBS on Sundays. Double affiliate,
well,
Charlie.
Well, I'm going to hang up because I'm starting to feel extraneous to the conversation. But all to say, I am very excited about your move and to slip into lemming mode for a minute. Way to go, Timmy.
Okay.
And way to go.
Swopey.
Way to go, Buck Swope.
Okay, that's enough.
The Buck Swope Hour.
Caller Ellen has just made her way onto the thorough lemmings list. Caller Ellen's name will be added even as we speak.
That's different from the log eel.
Yeah, there's a list of
there's a new one, Charlie.
Thorough lemmings, Chuck. That,
and how many people are on it so far?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Who are they?
8 super lemmings, or
I think
call
here's
thorough
the problem.
Lemmings,
here's the problem,
who
though.
Just go overboard, bending over backwards to tell Tim just how great he is.
But here's the problem with your list. You're doing something that you think is punishment. These people are going to think it's cool to be on the thorough lemmings list. They're going to want to be on the lemmings
list.
Well,
I know. It's disappointing.
It's a badge
Tim,
of honor.
In all seriousness, I would like a slot for the Saturday morning drive. I'd like to play good music whilst giving tips on sports betting and taking questions about raising your kids and managing your wives. Let's talk. That's from Mia Hamm's husband.
Oh.
No, ma?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just says Mia Hamm's husband.
He said wives, plural.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal
so
is.
So it's
with
a
that.
Polygamy segment.
I can't speak to that. I can't. Can you imagine the drunken vileness that will fill the text inbox during Swope show? I'd pay to just watch the text come in.
Swope's show. I guess that means he's not doing much on Saturday nights too, doesn't it?
He's taping it.
That's right, baby. Glad some obsessive weirdo is finally getting some payoff from years of overly excessive lemonading. That's Dave in St. Peter's.
There you go. Doug, nice little text. That ought to be the text of the day.
Now, you usually are sideways with Dave
in
St. Peter's. Well,
not when he makes sense. I'd give him the turkey sandwich for that.
Lion's choice.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Buck Swope make a sales call. Now, here's what we're going to do.
This was all Swope's idea, and he mapped out the show. Seamonster, you would love producing, because Seamonster's underutilized on this stupidity.
Sure.
But Swope had his whole show mapped out, like, to the minute. And I go, dude, as long as you send in your check and don't violate any FCC rules, you can do whatever the hell you want. I'm not going to be listening. I might podcast if it's interesting enough. And the Caden Cross Foot Fetish Friday segment with Janie the Lesbian analyzing it, I'm interested. You break down the Cardinal game against the A's, not so interested. So, hey, maybe I'll be PLTD.
Podcasting like the Dickens.
That's right.
All right. I'm not much of a podcaster, Chuck.
Every once in a while, I will.
I've got this old thing where I need to listen to it live, or I feel like I could be missing something.
You're from the old school.
Yeah, I know that's very old school.
Oh, I do like podcasts. I was podcasting Richard Deitch yesterday while working out. That he has a really good podcast. I would recommend that to our audience.
What's he talking about? Just people on network TV?
Sports media. Yeah, right. We'll interview them. Analyze sports business, sports media business. I find it to be fascinating. I would recommend it.
All right.
Keeping It 1600 is a good one. Charlie, you would probably find that intriguing.
That's with the other John Favreau?
That's right.
Not the guy from Swingers.
No. Vince Vaughn. Heather Graham.
He was the speechwriter, Doug, for President Obama.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what else do I like? Bill Simmons doesn't seem like he's doing as many podcasts anymore. I wonder how that show's doing. Because I saw that the numbers weren't good. I don't know. I'm kind of fascinated by that part.
I watch it every once in a while. Every once in a while, Doug.
I don't
watch podcasting. Well, I think once you get used to it, it's kind of like, yeah, why wouldn't you? But I don't know. To each their own. Whatever.
Everybody's different.
Yeah,
I agree
exactly.
With Doug
to each their own.
To a certain point where I do. The most I listen to radio is in my car still. When I'm in my car, it's radio time.
That's about the only time I ever listen to the radio.
You don't ever like listen back to a good segment you didn't? Man, I'm really good at this
not
radio
once
thing.
Malcolm
ever.
Gladwell's podcast, because I know the Seamonster has been trying to get him on. It's incredible. My God. It's like a documentary, but done in a podcast form. Just ridiculous.
Talking about what?
So many just, it's like random things, but he digs into it from so, I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to this. And then 5 minutes into it, I'm like, I can't get enough of this. It's just brilliant. It's the move. Then you compare it to what we're doing, and I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is better.
You compare just about anything to what we're doing, and oh, my God.
Well, anyway, I won the B flight at St. Gabriel's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Joe Stats was there, and he had a hole-in-one. Huge. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Well, morning after at InsideSTL.com. Pair of tickets to Prophets of Rage this Sunday night, September 4th, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. That's livenation.com. Doug, if you want to get your tickets. Did anybody watch the MTV Video Music Awards?
No.
I did not.
No.
Is the Prophets of Rage the Tom Morello band?
Doug?
I believe it might be. I believe it very well could be. I'll look into that, but I think you're right. I think it could be,
okay.
Chuck.
I'll look it up. Thanks for your help.
All right.
Huge night last night. Queen B performing, people just going crazy over her set. Sup, Queen B?
They have people in the front row that they told to raise their hands and act like they're dancing or waving their hands for every song. Like,
I judge everything and everyone by what somebody with 20 followers and an egg avatar says on Twitter.
Okay.
And then Britney Spears also making a return, first time since 2007. First time Red Sox and Rockies played the World Series that year.
Okay.
That was when Holiday slid and he hit his chin. Did he touch the plate? I don't know. He was safe, though.
He probably knows. So that Britney Spears was so upset by the way that World Series went, she hadn't been back to the VMA Awards since.
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense.
She performed. Queen Bee won awards, spoiler alert. And then Kanye West was given 4 minutes to talk.
Why?
Well, once you hear it, then you'll understand. It's okay. Our Maggie O'Brien's Fun with Audio. Take a listen, won't you?
All right. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
I know times for me, I sit down and talk to older, rich people, you know, a.k.a. white, you know. But they tell me, don't compare yourself to Steve Jobs. Don't compare yourself to Walt Disney. And my friend Sakaya told me, hey, bruh. Don't compare yourself to these people, right? My friend Sakaya told me one of the keys, it's three keys to keeping people impoverished. That's taking away their esteem, taking away their resources, and taking away their role models. My role models are artists, merchants. There's less than 10 that I can name in history. Truman, Ford, Hughes, Disney, Jobs, West. Bro.
That was awesome.
So he's comparing himself right there with Walt Disney and Steve Jobs and some of the other greats for all that he's done.
Correct.
And the thing is, I don't think
rap a little bit.
You have to admit, all the lights was off the chain.
Yeah. I don't think he's being facetious either. I think he really thinks that he is that great and impactful. Now, don't get me wrong. He's super successful. I'm not trying to be a hater. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd put him up there with Walt Disney, Steve Jobs in terms of
maybe not
impact.
Yet. Maybe by next week.
Man, I saw Yeezy perform at the MGM Grand. December 11, Hove.
Boy, that is cool. Boy, when you say it like that,
you are in cool.
Vegas.
And
wow.
He started to do all the lights, which was like popping at that time.
Yeah.
And the crowd wasn't loud enough for him. And so he started doing all the lights. And then he stopped and he said, I need to hear more. So he did it again. Except he stopped it again. I need to hear more. He must have done that 5 times. And then the place was going off by the time he took it down. And then Hove came out, and they did N-bombs in Paris, and they must have done it 11 times.
11
again!
Times?
For real. 11 encores of N-bombs in Paris.
Because that was the only song they knew?
Hell no, man. Oh. Hell no. One of the best concerts I've ever been to. We got to see Master Steve and get Hove on the show this week. Sup, Hove? Sup, Tim? I'll tell you, this Buck Swope show is playing well on the fan page.
I bet.
They are really excited about it.
The super lemmings are coming out of the woodwork.
I think Swope has lemmings, though. Here's the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Hello, Shrewsy.
Calling, Butter Squirrel.
Hello, Shrewsy. Shrewsy!
Hello.
Yes, what?
Call in, Butter Squirrel.
Oh, you want the Butter Squirrel to call in and argue with you?
Yeah.
Now, are you the one who was suspended for a month?
Yes.
Okay, and are you the one who sends in pictures of your blonde wife with, like, the tats on her arm and wants to go out on dates with me and Charlie?
That's correct, triple day, yeah.
Okay. Well, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel says you're dishonoring Shrewsbury with your call to Doug and by farming your wife out to me and Charlie.
I'm moving out of Shrewsbury this month.
Where are you heading, fella?
Heading down to the city, the boy.
Okay. Well, Shrewsbury's not good enough for you?
No, I love Shrewsbury. It's been good to me.
Then why are you leaving, pal?
It's time to move on. Gotta grow. Gotta get a bigger house and have some kids.
What's going on behind you? We hear a lot of racket.
I got a call coming in. I gotta go.
Okay, sorry to bother you, fella.
Thank you.
I kind of like his voice.
He was very calm, but you could tell there was rage.
Yeah. Prophets of Rage.
So they're in some sort of argument about who really runs Shrewsbury?
I didn't know this, but when I met the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel's brother, he relayed that information to me.
He said, Shrewsbury's my town, see? And the seminary student is obviously at loggerheads with him.
Correct.
Moving right out of Shrewsbury.
That's right.
Back to the city. Huh, that's a
or
big
to
move.
The city. You don't know that he started in the city,
right,
and he's moving back, necessarily.
All right. Well, boy, that is big news to hear that someone from Shrewsbury is moving. We break a lot of stories on this show, and that's the new one. You can't get it anywhere else.
Could we have on the undercard of the Ryan Kelly versus Timberfake bout, could we have the Shrewsbury Seminary student v. the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel?
Wow.
Would make a world of sense.
For the rights, how about this? The problem is, the seminary student's already leaving town, but it could be your leaving town match. Whoever loses has to leave Shrewsbury forever.
Forever is a long, long time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a special Shrewsbury belt.
Yes.
Don't they do that with, like, the WWE? They have, like, the Intercontinental title. That's kind of what this will be.
Sure.
There'll be a strap that the winner of the Ryan Kelly Timberfake bout will have, but then there'll be a Shrewsbury title as well.
Sure. That makes sense.
I think it does.
But him and the Butter Squirrel, Doug, they're not on good terms.
Well, the seminary student's vile.
Yeah, he said something very vile, about a month ago?
Yeah, more than once.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I think he even feels bad about it, though.
Well, he should as a seminary student. Did they teach him nothing? What do they have in Shrewsbury if not a good seminary?
Oh, they have that bowling alley. I like that. That's where I first bowled. It's fun.
Which bowling alley?
Shrewsbury Bowl, baby. Shrewsbury
where
Bowl.
Where is it, baby?
Right behind where Grandpa Pigeons used to be.
Yeah.
That hill.
They have Georgetown Apartments?
Yep. Think about
it. They had a Grandpa Pigeons by Georgetown Apartments?
Yeah, it overlooks the River de Pere. It's on the shore.
On the shore?
It's at the mouth of the river.
Mouth.
I can't place where you're talking about. No more Grandpa Pigeons, fellas. They've shuttered.
Still email into the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, look at this weekend of college football. You fired up for it, or are you not fired up for it because Missouri's...
Yeah. Maybe I'll get fired up if Mizzou looks half decent. I'd like to be fired up about something related to football, but right now I'm not.
Are we
so
having
much.
A fantasy football league? You asked me that last week.
I want to. I know Cusimano wants
to. Roderick's the commissioner, right?
Yeah. I talked to him the other night, and he said he hadn't heard anything, whether he was a commissioner or not. Didn't want to schedule anything because he didn't know if he was still the commissioner. If we
well,
were
why
still
wouldn't
doing
he be?
I don't know.
I'm in.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm in too. Boy, I'll get stomped this year because I haven't been paying attention at all.
I haven't either. I haven't either. I ought to just auto-draft.
Might be the move.
I disagree.
But?
I'm not down with this auto-drafting. You do your research.
The GERS open up 11 o'clock Saturday in Morgantown, West Virginia. Then kind of a week off, even though I have the game next week. Then at home, Saturday night tilt against Georgia. This one will not be between the hedges. It'll be between the hunger strikes. And then 2 weeks later, they go down to Baton Rouge for what I hope is a Saturday night game, just because if you want to play in Baton Rouge, even though it's not a good thing to have it on a Saturday night, for the ambiance, the pageantry, you want it to be on a Saturday night. Oh, my. October 2nd? October 1st? 1st? 2nd? 1st? Nurse?
I don't know. LSU is currently ranked 5th.
Yeah, it's a tough little start to the
season.
4th,
though, right?
Nope.
As I peruse the rankings, there must be some mistake, some computer glitch, because they're not even listed under others receiving votes. I can't imagine that.
That's a typo.
You take a look at the games this weekend, though. How do you do?
Who we got?
Well, Georgia's playing North Carolina. That's two top 25 teams. But then it gets just to be a Jim Dandy on Sunday. Notre Dame and Texas down there at Royal Memorial Stadium in Austin. Oh, my. And, Doug, what about Roll Dam? At Jerry World against USC and the Trojans. T. Martin, the quarterback for the 1998 National Championship-winning Tennessee Volunteers, has taken his wares to Southern California, where he's the offensive coordinator.
Let's not say taking his wares.
Andre Ware?
I really prefer we not use that phrase.
I like it.
He's taking his wares to Southern Cal.
All of his gear. All of his stats and his books and whatnot.
And then the national championship runner-up has to start their season on the plains in Alabama at Auburn War Damn Eagle.
Davo Sweeney has taken his wares to Clemson.
Nice.
Well done.
And then Chuckles, your club, the following week. Oh, my. They've got a date with Bobby Stoops in Oklahoma. And they have designs on making it back to the college football playoff this year, but taking it a couple of steps further and hoisting the trophy.
Ohio State doesn't have Ezekiel Elliott anymore. He took his wares to the Cowboys.
Correct.
And Seattle.
And the Buckeyes are opening up with Bowling Green State University. I Ziggy Zumba, Zumba, Zumba. I Ziggy Zumba, Zumba, Zay. Roll along, you BG Warriors. Roll along and fight for BGSU. I Ziggy Zumba, Zumba, Zumba.
Okay, that's enough.
That was great.
My little brother Nick, he's in town right now. He went and graduated from BGSU. The Fighting Falcons.
We had to get him on to get his perspective on the game.
He actually said he wants to come in and watch the show. And I
oh,
said,
my God. Can you imagine seeing this in person?
Mm-hmm. I said, do you really want... I said, you probably want to come in for about 20 minutes. I said, because he flew here, I'm driving around. I'm like, you don't want to come in here with me and sit here for 3 hours.
No.
I'm like, that's not going to be interesting.
Yeah, but then you can understand the intricacy.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put him on the show and we wouldn't have to talk as much.
Doug, maybe you want to circle this one on Saturday. Oklahoma going to Houston to take on Tom Herman's bunch. A lot of people in Austin are hoping that Charlie Strong stumbles, and Tom Herman makes his way over to Austin as the new head coach of the Longhorns. A win over Bob Stoops would certainly help his case.
Okay.
Roll Sot.
We have to talk like goofy sportscasters when we discuss a game.
It's better.
We have to go into that.
I was
Alabama and Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma. Notre Dame against Penn State University. University, Penn State, Dame Notre.
Nice.
Let's keep Jackson.
Dame Notre. What happened with Paterno? His father wanted him to be something else?
My mama wanted a doctor. My daddy wanted an architect. And all they got was a legend.
And who are they talking about there?
Joe Paterno.
I was curious because I ran into Doug yesterday at the baseball game. And because he was there doing reporting and journalism duties, I wanted to know what your stand-up was at the end to kind of wrap things up, you know, because it was, let's be honest, it was a tough homestand, it was a tough series. I know the A's, they're trending towards 100 wins,
right.
But still,
no.
When you lose a home set to the Athletic, Doug, what did you say at the end to kind of let people know what was happening?
I said, well, after losing this home set to the Athletics, the Cardinals now head out on the road for trips to, check the schedule, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. Back to you, Steve, or back to you, Maurice.
But when you say hit the road, they're flying there.
Well, but that's just a phrase, Charlie.
But it's an old phrase.
Yeah. I think when you say hit the road, people understand. You got to get on a road to get to the airplane.
But don't you feel like people can also go to ESPN.com and look up the schedule and so that you didn't really tell them anything they didn't know?
That's right, yeah. I'm just hammering home. I'm just confirming what you've read in the paper. That's kind of my job to confirm.
Doug Vaughn here, I can confirm the schedule that's been out for over a year.
Confirm that it is accurate. That what you've read is true.
I've checked my sources, ESPN.com.
The Cardinals
are, in fact, going to Milwaukee next.
A lot of time they'll just print a schedule and make it up. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it isn't. So I feel like part of my duties are to drive home the point that, yes, you can believe that they are indeed going to Milwaukee.
It's also good to say the pitching matchup in the opener. The Cardinals will head up Milwaukee way in the opener. It's the Cardinals' starting pitcher. Who is it tonight?
Is it Wainwright?
Maybe.
Well, maybe Waino can get him turned around when they next head to, Milwaukee.
And he'll be facing Zach Davies or someone else who pitches for the Brewers.
Yeah. They'll be facing somebody who will be out there looking for a W.
You know,
this
I really
think...
This
is our job. This is
really
what we do
think,
for a living.
Though, and again, Doug and I were sitting at the Gateway Motorsports Park press conference the other day. We were both saying how it would be more fun if you just did your stand-ups kind of more like that. And you had some fun with it in a joking manner. I think people would think that was funny.
If they would get it.
I think people on this show would get it.
I just wonder how many people on this who listen to this show also watch TV news anymore.
Breaking news. Producer Joe has just texted.
Oh, good.
He says, F Roderick, I'll set up the league.
Huh? How about that?
How about that?
Well, Roderick wasn't saying he didn't want to. He was just saying he didn't know if he was still allowed to be the commissioner.
Well, why wouldn't he be?
I don't know. I guess he was looking for some confirmation from somebody to say, we're doing it again and you're in charge again.
Did Prod Joe, did he participate in the football last year?
I can't remember. Something happened with him and Iggy where Iggy wasn't allowed back in the baseball league.
Iggy was upset because didn't he tank it at the end or didn't know that the game mattered and it turned out it did matter or something like that.
And he lost to the non-gay.
Yeah.
Being the commish, though, you are in a tough spot. For example, last year with Roderick.
It is thankless.
But this happened, truthfully. I lost to Roderick in the semifinals, even though I had the best team all season long. And then, like, that week, I believe it was Christmas weekend. And then I look on Saturday, there's some Saturday games, and sure enough, there's an alert on Yahoo that says there should have been a stat correction for some running back, and the commish has to punch in the numbers. And then that allowed me to beat Roderick, but it was kind of odd. And then I played Doug, but some games had already happened. So it was kind of a really weird situation. But then again, if you're the commish, you kind of got to look out for those alerts, and you got to change them right when they happen.
It's not so much fun to do that when it means that you're out yourself.
I understand that, and I understand the tough spot he was in.
Right.
But still, if you're the commish, you have to follow the rules.
I was finally able to overcome all the computer problems that has dogged my club for years. The malware and such.
You beat me. Mm-hmm. Doug has beaten me in the playoffs in every fantasy league that we've played in.
I don't think I've won a fantasy baseball playoff game ever.
You did. You beat me last year.
I did?
No, you know what? I think it was a third place game.
Probably.
Still.
Somebody ought to look that up.
Doug's team, though, is trending in the right direction. And I feel like as I look at the standings, that Doug and I may meet in the first round.
I'm all over the map. I've beaten the first place team and lost to the last place team in the last 3 weeks or so.
And I'm guessing
these prime ministers are up and down.
Tim doesn't like the format, and I understand if he doesn't because
no, I don't. The format's what the format is.
All
I'm
saying
complain
is,
about that.
No, but Tim has had the best team. You can't deny the standings. He's had the best team all season long, and he doesn't even get a bye. And now he may play a good team that's trending up like Doug.
Well, what I was trying to do yesterday was beat Doug, so I could play Doug in the first round because I think the team to keep an eye on is the guy that has what's the catcher for the Yankees who's turned into Babe Ruth?
Yeah,
Gary Sanchez.
Right. And he's on a roll, and that's the team that I fear. So I was trying to position it to get Doug a loss, and that would help me avoid Ron Swanson's stash.
Mm. I think it's Vaughn's got the team.
His team is solid.
Mm-hmm.
He just beat me. However, my offense, I was hitting like a .185 through Friday. I mean, to have a team full of all-stars hit a .185 for almost a week, that doesn't happen very often.
It's outlier, so you recognize it as an outlier.
But then I hit 7 bombs on Saturday.
Well, then here you come. You're mounting a Sunday charge.
But it was too late.
Oh, okay.
Too little, too late, Doug.
All right. Well, you're in the playoffs, though, right?
I am.
Okay. Everybody's in the playoffs. It's the NHL.
You just hope you've got players that are still playing when the playoffs roll around. That their team's not out of it, and they say, well, you know, I got this shoulder thing. I'm not going to pitch anymore. I've had that happen to me a few times.
That won't happen this year, though, because our playoffs are so early. They start next week.
Hopefully, yeah.
There's still about 25 games left in the
They moved them up to avoid that. Because
that was a smart move.
That was happening.
Not surprised. The guy who parks cars for a living has time to set up a fantasy draft. Thanks, Hunchback of Uncastle. Producer Joe still taking shots. Hasn't worked here in 3.5 years.
What's he up to? You ever hang out with him?
I haven't hung out with him in a long, long time. I don't know if he does anything. You can tell when he's drunk, though, because he just starts tweeting like crazy.
And he passes out on a stoop.
I don't know if he does that
anymore. Policemen come and conk him on the head with the billy club.
I don't know if he does that anymore. But like when he's boozing, he just like gives hot takes like on Saturday nights.
Is he still with his gal?
Oh, yeah. He's a man in love.
Good for him. Yeah, he'll have like a late night, Saturday night drunken tweet session about Sam Bradford every once in a while.
I haven't seen him lately. I used to see him every now and then. I don't think he parks the cars proper anymore. I think he runs the...
Look at that. You leave this show, your career skyrockets.
Well, sure. This is bottom of the barrel stuff, halfway house type employment. You're just trying to get back on your feet. Just trying to do something to keep you out of the taverns. saloons and hellholes.
So why have you done it for a decade, then?
Can't get out. Can't get out. Right. Haven't updated my resume.
Do you feel like if you did better stand-ups, that some of the network scouts would be into your stuff?
I don't think so. No. No.
I actually heard
I really
tell,
don't think so.
I heard tell there was a CBS network scout in town this weekend,
yeah.
And he saw the first part of your package, the on TV, that is,
mm-hmm.
And he said, man, this guy's he's pretty good. Then he heard the end where you basically just read the schedule from ESPN.com,
yeah.
And he said, no, we need something else.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You'd like from your network quality people, you'd like something a little more important than a schedule reading.
Just a nice nugget of info. Take me into the locker room. Mm-hmm.
Tell me something
Tell
I
me
don't
something
know.
I didn't know before.
Yeah, yeah. But instead, I choose to confirm what you've read in the paper and on websites for years, that they will indeed play Milwaukee tomorrow night.
You may have heard that tomorrow's pitching matchup is Waino versus Willie Peralta. I'm here to confirm that that is, in fact, true. Doug Vaughn, reporting for the sports segment.
I don't say reporting for the sports segment.
I like that idea. I like it a lot. Yeah, Big Al.
How's it going, boys?
Oh, hello, Al.
I saw you down at the stadium Friday night, Dougie. I was getting my Bob Gibson statue for my man cave.
Yeah, I see everywhere I go.
He said, there must be like six of you. I said, no, I'm pretty much just me, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you get around.
Charlie, you did a good job leading him around that press conference the other day, showing him what to do.
I was telling Doug, because I'm an insider when it comes to IRL racing, so I had to kind of tell Doug what was up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He goes, how do you know Curtis? I said, don't worry about it. I'll be VIP again, just like I am for the truck races and the drag races, which are coming up next month. Mm-hmm. So how are you, Tim?
I'm wonderful, Big Al. What about yourself, sir?
Oh, not bad. I kind of got overheated Saturday playing golf at Normandy.
Right.
So, to all my listeners, yeah, you thought I was having the big one. Kind of so did I. But I'm back, baby. Nothing wrong.
You
I
thought you were having a heart
stroke.
Attack?
Yeah. I got home and I did. I started having chest pains in the middle of my chest. And I'm like, ooh, something's wrong here. So I chilled out for a little while and told Mom, I said, hey, if I start flipping around like a carp, I guess you better run me up to the joint. But I come through. I'm fine.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Is there a problem with the ringing going on?
I think if you have chest pains, maybe you should have gone ahead and gone to the hospital.
Nah, I don't want to do that, Doug. Then they'll hook me up to all that shit and say you need like...
Hey, put him down! Put him down!
You can't say that word.
Got him.
Big Al has been suspended for his potty mouth. Big Al has been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Doug, why do our listeners feel like they can just...
I don't know. I guess they forget they're on the radio.
Sometimes I forget we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Why are we on the radio? What's the point of all this?
There's no real reason for it. It's here.
Doug, let me tell the listeners about Tees Farms. No, why don't you do it? I was out there last week.
And what'd you see, Tim?
Shrubs as far as the eye can see.
Well, that wouldn't be surprising because Tees Farms and Greenhouses is the official shrub sponsor of the Morning
Edge. What?
And so what they like to do is give you shrubs as far as the eye can see. But they have so much more than just shrubbery, including homegrown produce like sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches. Tees Farms also has the best selection of plants and flowers. I'm sure you'll do a lot of planting this weekend, Tim. Probably did some last week as well.
I don't really do manual
labor. There's one thing you like to do is work with your hands.
Mm.
Homegrown melons are now in. Best seedless watermelons and any other type of melon you can possibly imagine. Plus, get your local Missouri honey at Tees Farm. Charlie, that's good for allergy sufferers.
All right.
If you get honey that's made by local bees, those are the same bees that are pollinating the flowers that are causing your allergy problems.
Watch this. A bee's in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Okay.
A bee's in the trap.
All right, that's enough.
Bees in the trap.
They do have Missouri honey at Tees Farms. And they have three locations. And you're wondering, okay, maybe you could tell me now. Here's your location reading. North Hanley, Maryland Heights, and St. Charles. That's your location reading for Tees Farms.
Me.
Yes, Chuck.
Next time you do the reading, can you do a ha-ha? It kind of drives home the point.
I like that. I agree.
Go ahead. Why don't you do it again, please?
They got three locations for you, and here they are. North Hanley, Maryland Heights, and St. Charles. That's Tees Farms, the best fabulous farm and greenhouses in the St. Louis region proper. I've been out there. I've been out to that one out there in St. Charles County.
How was it?
It was very nice.
What'd you get?
I didn't get anything. I was going to buy a blueberry bush. And I don't know why I didn't, but I just didn't at the time because I didn't have room for it in my car. But it would be fun to grow your own blueberries, wouldn't it?
I agree. Do you have a little garden?
A tiny little thing.
What do you have?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Nothing's happening this year. That's nothing.
She's got a secret garden, Doug.
Well, it's not a secret garden. It's right there. It's kind of the side of the house. Not that
where
secret.
Where everything you want. Jerry Maguire, 1996.
I was trying to think of where that was from. You need. Who sings it?
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
He's singing about little Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yep.
And who would that be? Jonathan Lipnicki?
The little cute kid from Jerry Maguire.
Is that who that is?
He had the spiky hair and the glasses. And he told you the human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yes, he does.
Does it? Well, now that would vary depending on the size of the
Then you had Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hunt.
Jay Moore, friend of We Are Live.
Bob Jay Sugar. Moore was Bob Sugar, right?
Glenn Frey, the late, great Glenn Frey.
And Bob Sugar was the agent for the big-time quarterback, who was one of the Connolly brothers?
Jerry. Who 12 Connolly? Years earlier had played, or maybe even just a decade earlier.
Stand By Me?
Had played the role of Vern in Stand By Me.
Great movie.
Will Wheaton, Leeches.
O'Connell, Jerry O'Connell,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Corey Feldman, River Phoenix, Richard Dreyfuss, Kiefer Sutherland. Wow, wow, wow. Based on the novel by Stephen King. Wow, wow, wow.
Doug, remember when Will Wheaton, he looked down and he had leeches in his underpants?
I don't believe I remember that particular
scene. Come on over tonight, we'll watch that scene, and then we'll watch Ray Donovan, because there's all hell breaking loose with Terry Donovan.
What's happened?
The boxer he's training is sleeping with his sister.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And so that's a whole thing.
Again?
Ray's sister?
No, his own sister.
Oh, the boxer is sleeping with his own sister.
Yep.
Well, that's a problem in the boxing or any other game.
Hector Campos. She's played by Lisa Bonet. You remember her from The Cosby Show?
Yeah. And so why would they have that part of the show? Doesn't it get a little creepy when the boxer starts sleeping?
So I said to Anna Marie, I said anytime that scene would pop up, I'd have to look at my phone.
Look away from it.
It kind of bored me, and, you know.
They're just trying to be outrageous.
I don't know. I don't know. The incest thing, you know what it isn't? My bag, baby.
No, or hot.
So wait, who's having incest?
Lisa Bonet and Hector Campos.
A boxer and his sister.
Are
That's
they
just trying?
Are they
to be,
full-blooded?
Look how outrageous we are. Okay, enough.
They're not like half brother sister.
I don't know. I don't watch it. I'm pressed for time.
Or adopted.
Chuck.
I think they're brother sister, and it's a whole thing. And she keeps doing interviews on sports shows talking about it. It's a whole thing.
I guess they accomplish their goal. Look, we wrote something outrageous into our story.
Maybe those guys in St. Louis will talk about it.
Yeah, here we are talking about it.
I've never seen the show.
Guys, Jonathan Lipnicki is now a hot bodybuilder whose body is both very tight and rewarding. It's from the other Fat Ellen.
I'm gonna look him up.
I didn't know that. I know he was going to raves for a while.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's probably like 25 now, right?
Doug, how old do you think?
I don't know how old he is. I don't know. I've not given it 2 seconds thought.
He's a cute little kid, though. He kind of stole the show. He was a scene stealer.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what. Look at how ripped he is.
Doug, check out Jonathan Lipnicki.
Okay.
Look how ripped and jacked he is.
All right.
He's 5'7".
That's the way I like him. Twinkish.
Mm.
He's 25 years old, and he lives in Westlake Village, California.
Well, thanks for
or
that
he was born there. He was born there.
Okay.
So where does he live now? Because maybe we could have him come in studio, and maybe the St. Charles location will be more convenient.
He was in The Little Vampire opposite Lil Bow Wow. Right. That was back in 2002.
That
Doug,
was best screenplay. That was best screenplay.
Actually, 2000. Right. Stuart Little, the sequel. You probably remember the first one. This was Stuart Little 2.
I didn't see the sequel.
He was also on the Jeff Foxworthy Show and appeared in an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Katie Holmes or Michelle Williams?
Oh, my goodness. Katie Holmes is from Toledo.
I take Katie Holmes any day of the week.
I went to a movie with Katie Holmes.
As your date?
No, she was at the same movie I was at.
Oh,
1999 or 2000, it was the movie.
She was already a star then,
the
right?
The Patriot. She was there with Chris Klein. She was in the back row We watched that Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot.
Sure. Heath Ledger was in there.
Yep.
Heath Ledger would eventually be married to Michelle Williams, who she starred in Dawson's Creek with. Holy moly, cockatoli.
The odds of that happening are just staggering.
Think about this, though,
to
Doug.
To think that it's true. It's all
true. I'm 17 or 18 years old. I'm walking up the theater after watching The Patriot, a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And who do I see kind of incognito in the back row but Toledo's favorite daughter, Katie Holmes, with her boyfriend at the time, Chris Klein, who was Oz in the American Pie movie.
Which had just come out in 1999. Had the film come out yet, boy?
I don't know. I thought American Pie was like 98.
July of 99 is when I saw it down in Little Rock. Yep. Maybe August of 99 I saw it then.
I bet you this was summer 2000.
What were they doing in Toledo? Don't you make
She's
a big
from
picture
Toledo.
And then hang out at Catalina Island?
She's from Toledo.
Okay.
Yeah, she keeps it real.
Home. She doesn't still live in Toledo, though.
She was going back to visit family, probably.
Well, she should have him out to her place on Catalina Island.
She was having the
Maybe
family.
Maybe she was in town to watch Gary Pinkle's club play.
Yeah. The Rockets had a big matchup versus the Akron Zips.
I don't think that's what it was.
Hey, man. Hey, she fine in person?
She is fine in person.
She's a tall drink of water.
I remember she was
tall drink of
way
water.
Taller than I thought. She was very tall and slender.
How tall a drink of water is she?
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to guess 5'10".
Oh, that's
guess.
A tall drink of water.
And then if she had heels on, Doug, you're thinking that's probably close to 6 feet.
Sure it is. Yeah.
How'd Chris Klein look?
Just and you recognize her even though she was incognito.
Well, it wasn't like she was in a disguise. You could tell if you're a star. And back then, I mean, Dawson's Creek was very popular. She was a big star. So she didn't want people to bother her. And of course, we did bother her.
Did you? What'd you say to her?
Oh, you know, we're like 17, 18. So we're just like, hi, Katie.
And then what'd she say?
She was very friendly.
And then what'd she say, though?
She said, hi. She knew me, of course. She said, hi, Charlie.
Did she really know you?
No.
From your high school days.
She knew me from, you know.
Hey, y'all go to the same high school? You go to the same high school?
No, she went to, I believe, either, was it Notre Dame for girls, Doug, or St. Ursula? It was one of the two.
I don't know where she went.
That's funny, because we have Ursula and Notre Dame here, too.
But it was St. Ursula, not Ursula.
Named after Ursula Andress.
Ursula from the movie The Little Mermaid.
I don't know.
She was the villain.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get an autograph or anything?
I actually did.
You did?
That's how lame I was.
You did get an autograph?
I actually did.
What, you have me signed, Chuck?
I had like a piece of paper or a ticket to the movie. I had them both signed.
Do you still have that?
You know, probably back.
You could probably auction it off on the fan pin.
Yeah, my parents' house. I bet you I could find it somewhere.
But you were with Adrian Palicki at the time.
No, that was
Adrian Zmed
I dated in February of 98.
Adrian Zmed is a guy.
Whatever, Doug. Don't judge. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Charlie, did she have braces? Thanks, Stephen Wildwood.
Katie Holmes? I don't think at the time she did.
Yeah, and Ray Donovan, she did.
Katie Holmes was in Ray Donovan?
Yeah. She was trying to bring a team to Los Angeles.
You know, I was at Walgreens the other day. And, you know, you're looking at the National Enquirer and all that. You never know what to believe. I thought I saw something about Katie Holmes dating Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Farr
is from Toledo.
Yeah, so that makes perfect sense, even though he's probably 50 years older. Biggest nose in show business history. I don't think he's even still alive, is he?
I think Katie Holmes was in there with Tom Cruise, and it seemed like, you know, they had the daughter. Is it Suri?
Siri.
It seemed like she had an issue with the whole Scientology deal. That seemed to be an issue in the marriage.
It should be an issue.
Who are you to judge?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they believe like we've come from aliens in space.
You don't believe that?
No.
What do you believe in?
No. I don't believe that we're from aliens. I guess it's possible. Just kind of odd.
Don't push your views on me.
All right. So you might become a Scientologist yourself?
No, I will not. I was just joking.
Then one guy just kind of all made it up, didn't he? L. Ron Hubbard made that up. And people bought into it.
That's the way to make money, though, if you think about it. Like, I really can't be mad at him because he's a genius. Like, you can make fun of his religion, but the dude ended up being like a quadrillionaire because there was no tax purposes going on. He was just kind of raking it in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he end up living on a boat? I feel like he was being
I don't know where his final home was.
Chased after. I feel like there were some issues with the IRS at the end.
I'd have to read about that. I don't know, Charlie.
I watched that documentary a couple years back. That was really good. I think it was HBO, Tim.
Yeah, I remember watching that, too.
It was very, very interesting.
Yeah, it was creepy as the day is long. Unfortunately, we have to take a break. Doug, you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Derek Gould's going to join us. He's going to get you ready for the Cardinals and Brewers.
Yeah, I can confirm that's exactly who they play this evening.
So that's coming up. Also, you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Timothy Mike McKernan, Charlie Marlowe, Doug Vaughn with you. It's Ryan Kelly, Morning After.